It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
And welcome to this new edition of The Interface here at IYFWrestling.com. Joey LaRocque joining you once again, and you know what is happening this coming Saturday night, March 17th, the St. Patrick's Day Massacre in Boston Spa, New York at the Boston Area Community Center, and we're going to do the rundown right here tonight to talk about what's going to be happening that night. Let's go through the matches we know to be taking place, and I've got some exclusive information about some other things we're going to be seeing on March 17th. We've got a European ladder match happening on that night between Good Lord Willing and the anarchist Ian Daniels. What is a European ladder match? We still don't know yet. We still don't have confirmation. We don't know, is something going to be hanging above the ring? Is something else going to be happening with this match? All we know is these two men, this is the rubber match between Willing and Ian, and we're going to see what these two men will do to each other on March 17th. The New Breed Championship will be on the line. The Mighty One himself, Franz Ruddy, says he will be there in Boston Spa to defend the title against number one contender Shiloh Robinson. Franz Ruddy was told by IYFW management if he did not show up to defend the title, he would be stripped of the New Breed Championship, and Shiloh Robinson would take on another top contender to fill the vacancy. The Mighty One has promised, though, he's going to be there March 17th, but Shiloh Robinson has been waiting for this opportunity, and I'm guaranteed that he will do whatever it takes to win the title that night. He will not let this opportunity pass him by. And one-on-one that night, we will be seeing the Pillar Roman Dominguez take on Drake Evans. We all know why this match is happening. The Pillar, of course, interfered in the championship match that Drake Evans had back in January. It seized the moment. We've seen comments from these two men here at IYFWrestling.com, but on March 17th, it will be time to put up or shut up. These two men are on a collision course to see who is the right man to be challenging Pierre Vachon in the future for the In-Your-Face Wrestling Championship. And speaking of Pierre Vachon, that leads to the main event. He will be defending the In Your Face Wrestling Championship against number one contender, The Shaft, Bobby Ocean. Bobby Ocean is a top-notch competitor, one of the most popular athletes in IYFW, and one of the most sought-after talents in the entire wrestling industry these days in the New England and Northeast. What a matchup this is going to be. Well, that's the stuff we know to be taking place so far. Now let's get to some new information for you about St. Patrick's Day Massacre. We've seen another video here at this website from the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale concerning the status of blood money. Guillaume Desaude, who is still a member in kind, will not be in Boston Spa on March 17th, and War has tendered his resignation, no longer part of blood money, no longer a part of IYFW, so Scott Scarsdale is on the hunt now for a prospect to join blood money. And I've gotten word that he has found someone, and he will be teaming with this individual, whoever it may be. He's not talking yet, but they will be taking on the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions, Loverboy Ricky Williams and Jamar Magic Justice, in a non-title match at the St. Patrick's Day Massacre. Other talent we are expecting to see on March 17th in Boston Spa, New York, the human horror movie Nocturne will be there, megastar Michael Monroe, the young Irishman himself, Liam McFerrin, will be there. It's St. Patrick's Day, so of course Liam McFerrin did not want to miss out that show. The Northern Stud will be there, the real Robert Coleman, and the Force in the North, Vigo. Now, I wanted to talk about Vigo real quick here. We've not really been hearing a lot from Vigo lately, but you got to think about what Vigo's been going through. Back in October, he lost the In Your Face Wrestling Championship to Pierre Vachon because of a fireball in his eyes and the mandible claw. Now, that fireball did some damage. It burned the skin right underneath his eyelids on his face there, and that did recover just in time for him to be in a tag match at the Brass Ring. But in that match, he took a brutal kick to the side of the head from the Pillar Roman Dominguez that did cause some damage to his ear. From what I understand, Vigo, he's not talking a lot about this, but it is been confirmed that he has had some hearing loss in the ear. He's still trying to recover, and management has been very trepidatious about putting Vigo in the ring again. But the Force in the North is a stand-up individual. He is not going to make any excuses. He's not going to let a little thing like that hold him back. He wants to wrestle. He wants to compete. He wants to win. He wants to climb back up the ladder and regain the In Your Face Wrestling Championships. And Vigo is a man who can definitely do it, and we're going to see him in action this Saturday. Another video we've seen here at IYFWrestling.com is the quote-unquote apology from the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage. Now, these guys were told by management they had to put that apology out if they ever wanted to be considered to be a part of IYFW again. Well, they've done it, and from what I'm hearing, they have been instructed to be there on March 17th at the St. Patrick's Day Massacre. I don't know what capacity, though. Are they going to be there to wrestle? Are they going to be reprimanded? Are they going to be told to take a hike? We don't know, but the Savage Wolves have been told by IYFW management, show up in Boston Spa this Saturday, and we're going to find out what the future holds for CJ and Damon. And the last thing to talk about is Minister Max Burton will be there in Boston Spa to make a special announcement concerning two more special guests who will be joining us for the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem event on May 18th in Amsterdam, New York. Already announced here at iWebWrestling.com, the genius Lanny Poffo will be there, and yes, WWE superstar Carlito was scheduled to be there, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, Carlito will not be able to be a part of that show. But I've gotten word that once it was announced Carlito would not be able to attend, managers, agents of all kinds of wrestlers from around the world started contacting IWW management to fill the spot. And we understand that one of the two names that Max Burton is going to be announcing was the man that was chosen to replace Carlito on the show. And these two names will not disappoint. You have got to get your tickets. Get them right here at iWebWrestling.com for that show. And get them for this Saturday show, the St. Patrick's Day Massacre. Come on out to the Boston Area Community Center and see why In Your Face Wrestling is the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region of New York. Well, I think that's everything that needs to be talked about, folks. We've laid out all the matches, some additional names you're going to be seeing that night. Get your tickets right now, and we cannot wait for this show to happen this Saturday night. It's going to be great. A St. Patrick's Day Massacre, Boston Area Community Center in Boston Spa, New York. For iWebWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.